to the Puck Guys Podcast, the best place for top hockey news and insight with, of course, a little West Coast bias. Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Mahoney and Jason Lamb.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Puck Guys Podcast. It's our 31 and 30, the Ottawa Senators edition with Patrick, Jason, and Eddie. What's up, guys?
Howdy. That was for Eddie.
Yeah, brought it back. Actually, I feel like... anybody heard? Yeah, it's the first time. Well, never mind. All right.
That's the first time no one's heard it.
This is
also a show, if you've been listening to these, that it was accidentally interrupted.
Yeah.
But the audio would have been bad anyway. We had audio issues that day. We just been hit with like a stream of shit these past few days with audio.
Welcome to life.
Yeah, that's what happens. Got to carry on and talk about this team, the dumpster fire in Ottawa, headed by none other than Eugene Melnyk and his faithful sidekick, Pierre Dorion. The Ottawa Senators finished 28-43-11 for 67 points. They missed out on the playoffs, obviously. So what did they decide to do? What did they bring in? Well, not a whole lot. They got rid of their best player on their team, and they got rid of another good player on their team. They brought in Mikhail Bakker, and that's about it. I don't really know what else to say about this team when it comes to additions. The big news is the subtractions.
Yeah, but they kept Bobby Ryan.
Thank God. No one offered to take him or anything ever, right?
Oh, my God. Now I see why Melnyk was so high on them making the playoffs and winning the Stanley Cup this year.
Eddie, since you're so close to them being, you're somewhere in Canada and we're not, who did the Ottawa Senators get rid of?
Alex Burrows.
Yeah, that's one.
That's the biggest name.
All right.
Time to move on, everyone. Yeah, that's it.
That's the one everybody misses. Yeah.
Who did they get rid of? I'll let you tell the story.
Eric Karlsson?
Who'd they get in return?
Yeah. Sorry, gather around, kiddos.
Yeah, so...
Put him on the spot.
Uncle
for
Eddie,
the, I think this is probably the eighth time I've said it in the last week.
No,
today? Well, but anyway, okay, so they got Chris Tierney. Projects probably as a third-line center in the National Hockey League. It was a big piece of the Sharks' dismantling of the Ducks in the playoffs last year, playing with Timo Meier and Melker Karlsson. So he's a decent player, not necessarily the best player they could have got. They got Dylan DeMello. They got Rudolph Balcers, who was a big part of San Jose's AHL affiliate last year. They got Josh Norris, who was a first-round pick in 2016 or 2017 by the San Jose Sharks, projects maybe as a third or second line center in the National Hockey League, more so known as being the best friend of Brady Tkachuk, which is probably the reason they brought him in. Then they also got a first round pick in either this year or next year, depending if the Sharks make the playoffs, which we would assume they probably will, and then a couple of conditional first round picks based on if Eric Karlsson will be re-signed and if he'll end up playing for an Eastern Conference team at all during the 2018-19 season.
Sounds like a lot, and I guess it is, but you're giving up a generational player, best at his position, for maybes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. What ifs, yeah.
You might get something good out of this.
You want to do rock, paper, scissors? See if he's
That's what
good.
It is. That's what it is. And it was just a way to cap off an embarrassing couple of days for the Ottawa Senators and their PR team. Eugene Melnyk puts out that video with Mark Borjacki prior to this trade and just embarrasses himself talking about sponsorships and like these scripted questions, these hard-hitting questions he was being asked about. How's the locker room? I was going to ask you about that. Oh, it's great. We've got this veteran team. What the hell is going on in Ottawa?
Nothing good. we know they suck at interviews now too, and they're horrible. It's bad. I mean, their top point getter was Karlsson and Mark Stone as far as points go. Karlsson's gone. Third best point getter, Hoffman, he's gone. Now they have Stone as their top guy. Their other guy, Duchesne, who they kind of brought in as that big thing from Colorado, who's already disgruntled. He was in Colorado, got shipped to an even worse position in Ottawa. Now him and Stone are on the last year of their contract, and I can't imagine either one of them really sees much of a future in Ottawa. No one does.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's
Melnyk does. He should draft himself.
Yeah, he should
totally play all positions.
Totally solid.
They're screwed everywhere. Their best stat out of the six major ones that I tend to look at is they were 24th in shots on goal. Other than that, they were 25th or lower in every other statistical category. Offense, 25th. Defense, 30th. Only one team worse than them. Probably the Islanders, I think. Yeah. Power play, 27th. Penalty kill, 26th. Shots against, 25th. I mean, just there's nothing. And they just lost their cornerstone franchise player in Carlson. They lost one of their most consistent point getters in Hoffman, who's at least been around for a while. For obvious reasons, they all had to leave. But they got nothing for Carlson that's going to make any sort of impact. And nothing in this lineup screams to me that this team is going to be competitive now or in the near future. Because I think any part of their talent that's still there this year is not going to be there next year. They're screwed. And their goaltending is not going to bail them out because you got 37-year-old and well, I don't know how old Colin is, 30, 33, something like that. A perennial backup who can't really jump up to what this team's going to need if Anderson can't do it. And Anderson didn't even want to be there.
I think the thing that amplifies this situation is, you know, if the Senators could be bad and benefit from being bad, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Yeah, the trade would still suck, but they could get a jump start on the rebuild by probably being the worst team on paper in the National Hockey League and go for a generational talent or what seems to be a generational talent in Jack Hughes and build right there with a number one center. But they can't even do that because they don't even have their first round pick because they banked on Brady Tkachuk and assuming that they'd be competitive, and now they have to try and be competitive without Erik Karlsson, without Mike Hoffman. They have to hope Duchesne and Stone can carry the way. Pageau is out for half the season now, who was going to be their second line center. Now they've got center depth, which looks like Duchesne, Zach Smith, and then rookies, because that's it. That's all they have, unless they want to play Colin White at center. Maybe Brady Tkachuk makes the team. Maybe he goes back to London. Maybe Alex Fermentin makes the team, or he goes back to London. They've got a lot of different prospects that they could have in here. But then they've also got a bunch of old guys like Bodker and Gabrick and Tom Pyatt who still have contracts and still will probably likely take up roster spots. So they're in a position where normally you'd be okay and you could just be bad, but they can't. They have to be somewhat competitive.
Why? For their sponsors. That's why. For the sponsors.
For the sponsors, yeah. And the fact that they don't even have a first-round pick.
It's beyond me that they didn't get rid of Bobby Ryan in this deal when both Vegas and San Jose said they were willing at the deadline, according to Pierre LeBrun on Twitter, willing at the deadline to absorb that awful contract. I mean, and I like Bobby Ryan. I felt like he got too much, and he was often injured, but he's not a terrible player. When he's healthy, he puts up goals. That's what he's there for. He doesn't have a whole lot of support around him either. So I don't really know what the hell they were thinking. He would have been a good piece on one of those other teams where he could hide in the depth chart a little bit. And then they'd be able to offload that $7 million and I think create more space, one, financially, and two, be able to free up a roster spot for a young kid coming up in the system. Their goaltending's abysmal. I don't know what they're going to do about that. I mean, Craig Anderson's 37. Mike Condon's 28.
Goalie, though.
When he is on, I guess, right? But he's up there in age so high up, you got to worry about his health. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with this team because Eugene Melnyk's a crazy person.
he's literally, he's grandpa. Grandpa's gone off the rails again.
Who do you think told this team at the draft to keep the fourth overall pick and let Colorado take the first overall pick next year? Like, who makes that final decision? You would have to think it's probably Melnyk. Dorion is somewhat to blame, but how do you make that decision? How do you not just give Colorado the fourth and just, you should just admit you're going to be bad and keep your first round pick next year?
They're insane.
When you have a shot at a guy who's been put in the same sentence as Connor McDavid, like, how do you, a guy who's supposed to be better than Austin Matthews, Patrick Laine, you know, he's supposed to be the best player since Connor McDavid and even before that. How do you not at least forego the fourth overall, who could be Brady Tkachuk, could have been Filip Zadina, whoever, and just gamble at a chance at that guy? It's not like the rest of the draft sucked. You can at least, but I would do that any day of the week to gamble at a player like that.
You have to eat the season and just do that. You have to go rebuild, and they didn't do it. They're slowly, I guess, getting there. Mm. But I mean, they just talked about being competitive and no less a Stanley Cup.
I think that that whole PR stunt was just BS. Anyways, if you're giving out 36-year-old Mirian Gabrick $4.87 million for the next 3 years, not to mention you still have to pay Dion Phaneuf's salary for the next 3 years at almost $2 million, and your buyout of Alex Burrows for $2.5 million next year.
I mean, in all fairness, they had to take on Gabbert's contract from the Kings, but it wasn't a good one. I don't know why they traded for him to begin with.
It for me, blows me away. This, I'm speechless. And we've talked to ad nauseum, but it's just depressing. There's just nothing to really talk good about. And you know me, I try and find the happiness in somewhere in there. I like Bobby Ryan as a person. So there's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps coming back, and I've probably said it a million times already, even just on the show tonight, but it keeps coming back to that first overall pick. That's where they talk about, you know, the Carlson trade is the big piece of their rebuild, and, you know, trading Hoffman, whatever, maybe locking down Stone and Duchesne or trading them eventually are big pieces of the rebuild. But, you know, Colorado fans and management in Colorado are sitting there just laughing. It's a free season for them, pretty much. They can go out, they don't have to worry about, you know, they focus on their game, try and improve on last year. If you do bad, whatever, you get a high pick yourself, but then you can just watch the shit show going on in Ottawa and get a top five pick. And realistically, they're going to look in the future and look what they have in Brady Tkachuk, who should be a good player, probably a top six player like his brother for the rest of his career. But then they're going to watch whatever they missed out on and watch what type of player that becomes. And Ottawa fans are going to be stuck
hopefully,
doing that
Colorado
for the next 10 years.
Hopefully Colorado picks up Jack Hughes. Then they can all laugh.
Oh my gosh!
You make that the option to not do that, but it's like
I mean I don't
you
like Colorado,
not to
but
take the first round pick.
I want, I know.
But doesn't that just suck though? Like, do you really want to see a team get the first overall pick that way? Like we bitched at Edmonton for so long for just winning the lottery. This is like this is ultimate winning the lottery. Like this is like another level of winning the lottery if you're Colorado. You just win it because of some team's stupidity. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to be bad. You could make the playoffs. You could win the Stanley Cup.
It's almost
and then
like
get a first overall pick.
You won the lottery, but someone else bought you a ticket for your birthday. So it's technically your ticket, and you technically get to win it. And then and then that team has to sit
exactly
there and go,
it,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you don't give them anything.
Thank you. I'm going to go live over here on an island.
So where do you guys have him sitting? I got him dead last in the division.
Can't see him going past that.
No, I would even stretch it a bit and kind of foreshadow a bit.
Below
probably
Vancouver?
Dead last in the NHL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was.
Oh yeah, easily. Vancouver has upside. They've got Besser, Horvat, Elias Pettersson's probably going to play.
Oh, that's
they're
it.
A lot
I
better
guess
than
my
Ottawa.
Only upside for Ottawa would be that. Stone and Duchesne are in contract years, so they might be playing up their game as much as they can to be
to
signed by
out.
Somebody else. So that
yeah,
might
to be
the
to
only
go somewhere else.
Ottawa has. If there was a ninth position in their division, I would say they'd have it.
Well, there you guys got it. They I don't want to say
I'll settle for eighth, though.
Yeah, they are not going to be good this year. The Ottawa Senators are the laughingstock of the NHL right now across the board easily.
They're horrible from the owner down.
Yes. So you know where to find us, Facebook, The Puck Guys Podcast, Instagram and Twitter, The Puck Guys Podcast. Please log on to iTunes and leave us a review if you have a moment. Give us a 5-star. It'd be great. It helps us out, helps spread the show. This is our 31-30. Tomorrow we'll wrap up the Atlantic Division with the Buffalo Sabres. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, guys.